The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, has attended his last graduation ceremony in Templemore before he retires in the coming days. He will be succeeded by Commissioner Justin Kelly. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is in Templemore this lunchtime. Paul, Drew Harris is in office since 2018. What did he say about the force he leaves behind?
Well, Rachel, he said it was the highlight of his policing career to be appointed as commissioner. He said An Garda Síochána had moved on in terms of equipment, performance and crime types, particularly in relation to domestic violence, sexual abuse and human trafficking. Now, in spite of the fact that the majority of rank-and-file Gardaí voted no confidence in him, he said he still believes the organisation is very united, that Gardaí support each other, and it also, the Garda Síochána, he said, gets a lot of political support. He joined the Gardaí, as you say, in 2018, and people might remember that that was a time when the Gardaí were accused of widespread corruption. But Drew Harris said today that while corruption can be found in all organisations, particularly organisations with 14,400 members, it is not systemic in An Garda Síochána.
What you find in a big organisation is that you have all human life, and regrettably there are some individuals who do not step up to the high standards that are required, and indeed some of them then drift into criminality. That I regret to say, that's to be expected in an organisation of 14,400 members. We did set up an anti-corruption unit.
Is it systemic?
I don't believe it's systemic. We set up an anti-corruption unit in the first place to prevent and deter, and that's the course that we're on.
Outgoing Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. Paul, he also spoke about the recent attacks on the Indian community.
Yeah, he said that these were driven by racism, criminality, whereby there were attempts to rob these people, attack them as well. And he also said the targeting of vulnerable people was a factor, whereby particularly if people were on their own and deemed to be vulnerable, that they were being attacked. He said the investigations into these cases are progressing. They're being supervised, he said, at the highest levels in An Garda Síochána. But he also said he was concerned at the apparent involvement of juveniles in these attacks. Now, the Minister for Justice rejected criticisms here that Dublin was unsafe and underpoliced in the light of these attacks and the attack on the English tourist and other attacks in Temple Bar. Jim O'Callaghan said he had met with members of the Indian community. He had expressed his concern about the attacks, but he pointed out that according to the crime figures, assaults on people are down, and he made the point that a large capital city, he said, will always have incidents of criminal behaviour. His view is that Dublin is getting safer. He said he's happy to walk around Dublin day or night, and he would like the message to get out that Dublin is safe.
One of the big issues facing the Gardaí, Paul, is recruitment, and boosting the numbers in the force has proved pretty tricky. It's something we've spoken about many times, and Jim O'Callaghan was also asked about that.
Yeah, I mean, the government's target is to recruit 5,000 new Gardaí over the 5 years that they're in government. That's 1,000 a year. And at the current rates, they're not going to reach that, because you'd need to be... The maximum Templemore can take in is 200, and there's four graduations a year. That's only 800. And indeed, today's graduation numbers are only 154. However, the minister still insisted that he's optimistic of reaching the government's target. He accepted it to be difficult. But he also said that while Templemore will be the primary place for Garda training, he said there's a departmental group which is examining this issue. This will, he said, report to him at the start of September on a number of proposals to increase the number of Gardaí recruited. And this may include a proposal to open a second Garda college.
There's a group within the department looking into recruitment within Garda Síochána. They're going to report to me very shortly, probably at the beginning of September. Within that, there'll be proposals in respect of whether or not a second college is necessary based on the numbers. I've spoken to people here. People in Templemore are very satisfied that they can deal with 200 new recruits coming in each intake. But if we get above that, maybe it's something that we'll need to look at. But listen, I want to emphasise Templemore will always be the centre, which is the primary place for Garda training.
And that was Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan. He was speaking to our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds in Templemore.